Jaguars.com coverage of 2014 training camp continues with Alex Marvez, Fox Sports 1, but you're here with Sirius XM Radio. It's good to have you in camp finally, and your first thoughts a few hours.
Hey, I tell you, I like this Jacksonville Jaguars, a spirit in these practices, and I like the upgraded roster. I mean, you started to see a little bit of that during the Friday night preseason opener against Tampa Bay. You know, there's a better team, especially along the defensive line. You've got to like what you see there. You like seeing, too, some of these young players really start to come on. I mean, whether it's a Blake Bortles, who had a real nice second preseason or first preseason game, his debut, or a guy like an Allen Hurns, who's making a real strong push at the wide receiver position to stick on this roster. So a nice mix of young and some veterans that I think will make the Jaguars a better team in 2014.
You know, Alex, fans around here, after the performance from Bortles, boy, they want him in the game with the ones right now, but it's difficult to be patient with a top three pick, right?
Well, not if you remember Blaine Gabbert, it isn't, I'll tell you that. No, really, because I think Jaguars fans saw firsthand what happens when you play a quarterback who may not be ready and may not have the right supporting cast to succeed in the NFL. The other night, Chad Henne, dealing with a center making his first start at the position, and Mike Brewster, obviously some center snaps. Brandon Linder is going to start to work in at the center position. I would expect maybe he could even win that starting job at some point soon. So I think what you're looking at here is let's make sure that Blake Bortles has the people around him that will allow him to have success. But, you know, with the way he's playing, it is going to be awfully hard to keep him off the field. But let's not forget, too, it wasn't like Tampa Bay did anything defensively to challenge him. There were no blitzes. It was a straight cover two type of scheme that they played. You can complete some passes in that light. But again, no reason to feel bad about Blake Bortles. No reason to apologize. The kid looked the part.
Alex Marvez, let's talk about defensive line. You mentioned it, some upgrades there in the offseason, free agency. The defense looked good the other night. There's a good feel around here about this unit that a lot of folks are kind of predicting a top 10 finish for this unit. It's real early. What do you see in the defense?
That's a little bit ambitious to me, and I'll tell you why. And this is part of the building that David Caldwell and Jess Bradley are doing here. The lack of depth at some spots. You know, you start to lose a guy or two, and I'm just not totally sold that there are veterans that are able to step in, and it's not like the defense wouldn't skip a beat. You know, look, Jonathan Cyprian looking the part already, one of the top young safeties in the NFL. We know what Paul Posluszny can do at the linebacker position, and you got to love the beef added up front from Red Bryant to Chris Clements to Ziggy Hood. I mean, some real talented players along with Tyson Alualu, who has already been here. I mean, this is a solid front. But again, I think you have to worry a little bit about the depth and this group continues to come together under Gus Bradley.
Running game. Toby Earhart's been out most of this camp with a hip flexor injury, did not play this past week. The rest of the guys don't have a lot of experience in the league. This is a franchise that's always had a running back. Now there's guys who haven't really been around or in games here. Where do you see the run game for the Jags if Gerhard gets back, when he gets back?
Well, I think Gerhard's probably a guy about 15 carries a game and has been trying to make a little bit of a difference in the passing game, but they would love to do running back by committee here. And the guy I can tell you to keep an eye on if you're a fantasy football player is Storm Johnson out of the University of Central Florida. Of course, it's Blake Bortles who gets all the attention for the Golden Knights, but it is Storm Johnson who is going to get on the field. I think sooner than later, you will see a running back by committee as backups. And don't forget, Denard Robinson trying to get some snaps as well. Showed off his skills Friday night against the Bucks with a real nice touchdown run. He still doesn't tie his shoelaces, by the way, which you absolutely have to love. But, you know, it was a difficult transition last year. He was injured, making the transition from quarterback. But now I think he's ready to contribute in a variety of different ways for the Jags.